Today I'll be talking about a joint research project between Family Planning Victoria and Deakin University. I'd just like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land upon which we gather and pay my respect to elders past, present, and emerging. So available data suggests that international students have poorer sexual health knowledge than local students and face barriers to accessing reproductive and sexual health services, including overseas students' health cover, also known as OSHC, restrictions to pregnancy-related services in the first 12 months. Little research to date has directly explored the experience of international students as they relate to reproductive and sexual health and OSHC. So we aim to explore international students' understanding of overseas student health cover in relation to reproductive and sexual health and accessibility of reproductive and sexual health information. So we conducted semi-structured interviews with international students studying at universities in Melbourne, and students were recruited through flyers, student magazines, Facebook pages, and snowball sampling. Interviews were conducted by peer educators. They were audio recorded and transcribed verbatim, and data were analyzed thematically. The 20 international students from 7 universities in Melbourne participated in an interview, and 11 different countries were represented. Most were from Asia, and slightly more than half were female. Most were in their 20s and had lived in Australia for 1 to 2 years. Only a few were aware of the 12-month waiting period for pregnancy-related services, and many reported that these restrictions should be removed or reduced in time, acknowledging the possibility of an unintended pregnancy. Students reported that governments and health insurance had a responsibility of care to provide equitable access, given the burden an unintended pregnancy could have for students both financially and mentally. Students also described a responsibility of care accessing reproductive and sexual health information, given limited formal sex education in their home countries. They emphasized the importance of offering education at different time points across a student's degrees, as one's interest in engaging with this information may change over time. Most students were unsure if abortion was legal in Victoria. Uncertainty about the legality of abortion was notable, given that pregnancy was often perceived as an event that could destroy their plans to further their education. And most students reported being unaware of where to access reproductive and sexual health services, and lack clarity about the cost of services. So in summary, international students reported low levels of awareness about OSHC restrictions, limited understanding of pregnancy-related options, and challenges navigating their insurance in a foreign healthcare system. They desired better signposting of inclusion and exclusion of the OSHC and how to access reproductive and sexual health services, and highlighted the value of having reproductive and sexual health education available throughout their degree. And the next steps for FPV is that we've received a government grant to build on this work to co-design an online reproductive and sexual health education course for international students. So please look out for that online course once it's been developed. So thank you.